KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Some high school sports last night, few volleyball matches around the region. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW defeating Audubon in three straight games. Also from the Corner Conference last night, Southwest Valley beating Stanton 3-2. Rockport over Bedford 2-1. Fremont Mills swept a pair over Rockport, and Fremont Mills beat Bedford 2-1 last night in volleyball. The Associated Press High School Football Rankings, the top 10 lists are out this week. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic is number 1. Iowa City West and West Des Moines Valley are 2 and 3. Lewis Central is in at number 5 in this week's Big School poll. In 3A, Solon is top rated with Dallas Center Grimes and Cedar Rapids Xavier ranked 2nd and 3rd this week. In Class 2A, Williamsburg is top rated with Boyden Hall Rock Valley and Sioux Center 2 and 3 in the poll. Also in Class 1A, West Lyon is number 1, Van Meter and Pella Christian, the top 3. AHSTW in at number 7 again this week in the 1A poll. Class A poll is topped by Council Bluffs St. Albert with Gladbrook Rhinebeck and West Sioux ranked 2 and 3 this week. And in the 8-man poll, it's Don Bosco number 1, Remsen St. Mary's number 2. Audubon stays put in the number 3 spot this week. And Sydney is in 9th place this week. They're tied with Riceville for the 9th position in that poll. The Radio Iowa High School football poll also out yesterday afternoon. Class 4A, Dowling Catholic number 1 with Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Prairie 2 and 3. Lewis Central at number 5 this week. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier number 1 with Solon and Sergeant Bluff Luton 2 and 3. Harlan sneaks in at number 10 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Williamsburg is top rated with Cascade and Mount Vernon 2 and 3. In Class 1A, West Lyon is number 1 with Pella Christian and Western Christian 2 and 3. AHSTW rated 8th in this week's poll. Class A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is ranked number 1 with St. Albert number 2 and Linville Sully number 3. In the 8-man poll, Don Bosco top rated with Audubon at number 2, Remsen St. Mary's number 3. Sydney is at number 6 in this week's poll. Arweva is in at number 10 in this week's Radio Iowa 8-man poll. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell hopes that safety Kamari Cotton-Moya will be able to return for the September 28th Big 12 opener against Texas. Cotton-Moya suffered an elbow injury in the loss to Iowa, and he missed last week's 41-14 win at Akron.
You know, we hope to see, you know, just continued improvement on it, and hopefully, you know, at some point, either by the end of this week or early next week, we can get him back out to practice and hopefully get him ready for the first Big 12 game.
The Cyclones are off this week, and Campbell says they will use the first part of the week to focus on areas that need improvement before moving on to Texas.
There's certainly plenty of them, and, you know, put some time and effort to that, as well as, you know, earlier in the week, getting a little bit of jump on our next opponent for sure. But I think the early part for me is, especially coming out of 3 games, to really study ourselves and, you know, what can we continue to get better at? You know, what do we maybe need to do or change schematically? And then, you know, really put ourselves in a situation to get ready for Big 12 football.
Campbell talks about those areas of emphasis for the offense.
We still got to settle in, you know, offensively, just, you know, consistency with our offensive line play up front. You know, I think that group's done some good things, but continuing to develop and grow in that area. You know, I think our skill players, just consistency of making plays. You know, we've left a lot of things out there at times over the last couple weeks, and, you know, we've got to be better in those areas.
Campbell says depth on defense remains a concern, as well as third down.
Just the overall depth of our defensive front and really our front seven, you know, continuing to develop those guys and who needs to play, and the guys that are playing, how can they be better? And then when you look in some of those situations like third down and some other things where we just got to be better and we can be better.
Again, Iowa State off this week, preparing for Texas next week. Elsewhere around the Big 12, embattled Oklahoma defensive coordinator Mike Stoops was vindicated when the Sooners posted a resounding 31-16 win at Ohio State in between dominant performances against UTEP and Tulane. The third-ranked Sooners have one of the nation's top defenses heading into the conference opener at Baylor. Texas coach Tom Herman is defending not using 250-pound tailback Chris Warren more in an overtime loss at Southern California. Herman noted Warren averaged less than 4 yards per run on his 4 carries against the Trojans and says there was no reason to keep trying. Warren wasn't considered an option on the play near the Trojans' goal line when freshman quarterback Sam Ellinger fumbled to set up the winning field goal for USC. Texas next plays at Iowa State on September 28th. In Big Ten Conference news, Nebraska's Mike Riley tells the Associated Press that he always feels as if he's coaching for his job. Pressure is mounting on Riley following the second 1-2 start in his three seasons in Lincoln. The program has not won a conference title since 1999, and the fan base has become edgy. The Huskers suffered an embarrassing 21-17 loss at home to Northern Illinois over the weekend. The Huskers open a Big Ten play this week against Rutgers. Mason Cole has joined a legacy at Michigan, where he has a shot to close his career with the most starts by an offensive lineman in school history. Cole is set to start his 42nd straight game when the 8th-ranked Wolverines play at Purdue this weekend. The senior is on pace to pass standout linemen such as Steve Hutchinson, Taylor Lewan, and John Jansen, who started a record 50 games from 1995 to 98 on the list of starts by an offensive lineman for college football's winningest program. Coach Jeff Brohm came to Purdue with a reputation for passing first. His Boilermakers enter Saturday's homecoming game against number 8 Michigan with a surprisingly balanced attack. Brohm called his second half play calling in a 35-3 victory at Missouri as boring, but it produced a victory and a 2-1 start for a team that was 9-39 over the past four seasons. Auburn coach Gus Malzahn has dismissed Sean White, saying his former starting quarterback has made poor decisions that are not in the best interests of our program and, more importantly, himself. White was arrested early Sunday morning on a charge of public intoxication and had been suspended for the first two games for undisclosed reasons. He lost his starting job in a preseason competition with transfer Jarrett Stidham. Washington State linebacker Peyton Pelur broke his foot in Saturday's victory over Oregon State, and he's done for the season. The Lewiston Tribune and the Seattle Times report that the senior defensive leader suffered the injury that likely ends his college career. He won the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week honors last week after a 14-tackle performance for the number 18 Cougars against Boise State. Well, Matthew Stafford put up modest numbers against the New York Giants on Monday night, but they were more than enough the way the Detroit Lions defense and special teams were playing. Stafford completed 15 of his 21 passes for 122 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions as the Lions thumped the Giants 24-10 at the Meadowlands. Stafford's scoring throws came in the first half, including a 7-yard pass to Eric Ebron that put Detroit ahead to stay. The Lions hounded Eli Manning most of the night and held Odell Beckham Jr. to 4 receptions for 36 yards in his first game since returning from an ankle sprain. Ezekiel Ansah recorded 3 of Detroit's 5 sacks on Manning, who was 22 of 32 for 239 yards, 1 TD, and 1 interception. Detroit also gave up just 62 yards on 18 carries. Lions are 2-0. The Giants dropped to 0-2. Elsewhere around the league, Ezekiel Elliott has won another round against the NFL. A federal judge in Texas has denied the league's request to suspend his injunction that blocked a 6-game suspension for the Dallas Cowboys running back. The ruling from U.S. District Judge Amos Mazant on Monday was expected and came after the NFL had already moved on to the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans with the same request. Mazant criticized the NFL for not waiting for his decision after using the argument of premature filings against the NFL Players Association in Elliott's request for that injunction. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski says the groin injury he suffered in New Orleans is not serious, and he pronounced himself as day-to-day regarding this week's game against the Houston Texans. Gronkowski caught 6 passes for 116 yards and a touchdown before leaving after a third-quarter hit. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck will miss his third consecutive game Sunday after being ruled out by head coach Chuck Pagano on Monday. Pagano acknowledged the doctors still have not cleared the franchise quarterback to return to practice, although the coach did rule out the possibility of Luck coming back Wednesday. Luck hasn't participated in any workouts or on-field activity since undergoing shoulder surgery in January. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Boston Red Sox were able to retain their 3-game lead in the AL East by storming back from an early 5-run deficit. Andrew Benintendi poked a 2-run single with 2 out in the 11th inning to send the Bo Sox past the Orioles 10-8 in Baltimore. Xander Bogaerts tied the game with a solo homer in the 7th before Benintendi sent Boston to its 9th win in 12 games. In the Bronx, Aaron Judge banged out his AL-leading 44th home run, and Todd Frazier delivered a tie-breaking sacrifice fly to send the Yankees to a 2-1 victory over the Twins. The Yanks had a 5-game lead over Minnesota for the first AL wild card. They're now 6.5 games clear of a playoff berth. The Twins are a game and a half ahead of the Angels for that second AL wild card spot. Elsewhere around the league, Brent Suter combined with 4 relievers on an 8-hitter as the Brewers blanked the Pirates 3-0 to climb within 3.5 games of the National League Central leading Cubs. Clayton Kershaw had a 2-0 lead until Aaron Altherr hit a grand slam off the Dodgers' ace to lead Philadelphia to a 4-3 win over the National League West leaders. The Dodgers were able to cut their magic number to 3 with Arizona's setback at San Diego. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 4-2. Giancarlo Stanton crushed his major league leading 55th homer, and the Marlins tagged Matt Harvey for 7 runs over 4-plus innings in a 13-1 thrashing of the Mets yesterday. And Matt Olson slammed a 2-run homer, and Jed Lowry had 3 RBIs as the Athletics whipped the Tigers 8-3. Also in baseball news, nearly 2 decades after the height of the steroids era, Major League Baseball is on track to break its season record for home runs today with nearly 2 weeks left in the season. There were 5,663 home runs hit through Sunday in this summer of the slugger. That's 30 shy of the record set in 2000 at the height of performance-enhancing drugs. Long balls totaled 5,610 last year, an average of 2.31 per game. This year's average projects to 6,143, up from 4,186 in 2014. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says players are bigger and stronger. They're playing a little differently in terms of the way they swing. Pitchers throw harder. The one thing I remain comfortable with, nothing about baseball, according to our testing, is materially different. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.